SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Die menings wat tydens promosiegesprekke op SFM streek radio gedeel word, is die van die gaste en die besighede wat hulle verteenwoordig en weerspieël nie noodwendig SFM streek radio se sienings nie. Die inhoud is vir promosiedoeleindes en vorm nie professionele advies nie. SFM streek radio voldoen aan Suid-Afrika se advertensieregulasies en verseker deursigtigheid en eerlikheid in promosie-inhoud. SFM streek radio onderskryf egter nie enige produkte of dienste wat genoem word nie. Luisteraars moet die inligting onafhanklik verifieer en professionele advies inwin voordat besluite geneem word. SFM streek radio is nie verantwoordelik vir enige besluite wat op grond van hierdie gesprekke geneem word nie.
Ja, as jy so pas ingeskakel het, ek gesels vanoggend met Paul Hartzenberg from Protech. Paul, yes. Good morning and welcome.
Hi there, Danny. How are you?
I'm good and you, man.
Great, thank you.
Rested after these couple of days, you or not.
Well, I am not. I am.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
I'm so glad.
Completely.
Completely. You didn't know what to do with yourself.
I was lost.
Yeah, so today we're talking about, staying in and around the house and specifically rodents.
Yes.
And, the cold that is coming in, there's going to be less food available and so more rats and mice.
Yep.
What can I do about that?
Well, you're absolutely right, Danny. The food is scarce during winter and we find them moving into our homes and garages and where food is readily available. They pose health risks, cause damage to property, including the wiring of one's home and also of motor cars. We get many complaints, especially from the camping community, where rats have chewed through caravan wiring or cars that have stood idle for a while, which could lead to fire hazards and expensive repairs. And then they can also expose people and animals to harmful bacteria and viruses. Rodents sometimes eat the bark off shrubs in your garden or young trees, and this can cause the plants to die from fungal infections or blocked sap flow, as it were.
Okay. Yeah. Now, it appears to be an ongoing problem, and once you get rid of the problem, you think I'm sorted, and then just a couple of weeks comes back again. I remember a couple of years back, we had a huge problem at a place where I stayed.
Yeah.
And, they just keep breeding. They just, you think you've got them all, and then it just keeps going.
Yes, rats breed profusely, to say the least. A female usually has about 6 litters a year, with an average of 5 to 10 pups per litter.
Sure.
And they reach sexual maturity within nine weeks, so that's very quick. And this means that from a pair of rats, the population could explode to about 1,250 within a year. So with this in mind, it's a good idea to keep control of the rat population around your house.
Absolutely.
It's a huge explosion of rats.
That's scary, though. Those statistics are absolutely scary. But before we get to solutions, let's grab some music.
Okay.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog. facebook.com/SFM-streek.
Ja, welkom terug. Ek gesels weer vanoggend met Paul Hartzenberg from Protech. So, Paul, we talked about the statistics now about rats and how quickly they breed. What can you do to control it?
Okay, so to begin with, one can make your living area unattractive to them by storing food in airtight containers, throwing away litter and leftovers in dustbins that seal properly, and cleaning up spills that may occur. I'd suggest you seal all entry gaps and cracks if there are any into your house, and check your exterior doors that are fitted, or rather not fitted properly. They normally have a gap at the bottom, and this is a definite entry point for mice especially. Mm. And then remove branches of trees growing close to your roofs. This makes easy access to the roof, and so that's definitely a good idea. And then now for our rodenticides, of which we have a great selection on offer.
Yeah, please. Let me hear about them. I'm making notes.
Okay, well, get your pens and paper ready. First of all, and most importantly, use a Protech Superkill bait station to place your bait in. Superkill bait stations, where possible, should be placed between the rodent's nest and their food source, along walls or on their trails. And then you can bait the stations with ProTech Kill All Rodex or Super Kill Rodenticides. And then there's also ProTech Rodenticides or single feed baits that contain an anticoagulant. And for severe infestations, it may be necessary to bait a number of times. And most importantly, remember to remove dog food as it contains vitamin K1, which is an antidote to the anticoagulant. So if there's dog food around and the rats eat the rodenticides and then eat the dog food, nothing's going to happen and you're going to think.
And you're going to think it's a bad product. Meanwhile,
it's the dog food.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you're giving them the poison and the antidote.
The medicine.
Yeah, and the medicine. All right. Now, so I must say that is quite a selection that you've got there. And definitely presents a solution for different scenarios. But is there anything else you'd like to add?
Sure. Well, I'd let me just run through the products quickly.
Okay. As a summary. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's do that.
No problem. Okay. First up, we've got ProTech Kill All Pellets, which is easy to place in difficult to reach areas like wall cavities or narrow spaces where rodents travel. And then next is ProTech Kill All Wax Blocks, which is a grain based rodenticide packed in wax blocks and can be secured onto the pin in the SuperKill bait station. The wax formulation is resistant to moisture, extending its shelf life and thus prolonging its effectivity. Then we also have Kill All Liquid or ProTech Kill All Liquid. It's a good option where water is scarce, as rodents will be drawn to it as an alternative source of water or liquid. You can mix it with soot vein or something like pine nut soda drink to make it even more enticing. And we've also got Rodex rat and mouse grain. It can be used where there is little or no food competition from stuff like stored grains or dog food or bird seed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Rodex rat and mouse paste bait, which is very popular. There are 12 sachets which you get containing a palatable paste that rats and mice find very appealing. Of course, it can be placed anywhere, but it can also be placed on narrow horizontal surfaces where grain and pellets may not stay in place so easily. And then there's also SuperKill granular bait, which is made from wheat and which rodents find very tasty, and also SuperKill wax blocks, which can be secured to the bait station's pin. It's a combined natural feed compressed into a block, and rodents find the natural feed composition very palatable and readily eat it. So, yeah, it's a huge selection we have.
Quite a selection.
Yeah.
What do you say we go to some music, okay, and then we come revisit and have some closing thoughts?
All right, sure. No problem.
Jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM, maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
And Paul Hutzenberg is right here giving us some good advice around managing rodent infestation. Yes. So, you've given us that whole selection. Earlier, I thought when you just gave us a quick overview, I thought that was it. But when you got into the detail, there's quite a bit.
Rats are a real problem, so we need a lot to combat them.
Yeah. So anything you'd like to add or maybe summarize?
Yes. I just want to remind everyone that Protex rodenticides are all single feed options. They're easy to apply, are ready to use, and can be used indoors or outdoors. They control Norway rats, roof rats, and mice, which are the usual invaders of our homes and gardens. And then please remember to store rodenticides securely where children, pets, and uninformed persons cannot access them. This is extremely important. Mm. And always wear gloves when handling rodenticides and dispose of the gloves after using them. Also use a SuperKill tamper-proof bait station for safe placement of your rodenticides. And remove dog food as it contains the vitamin K1, which you were speaking about, which is an antidote to the rodenticides. So you don't want that around. And then, dispose of any carcasses that you might find as well. Just dig a deep hole and bury them. That's the easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it as far as rat remedies go. So, yeah, you should be able to control your rats with all these options.
I remember a couple of years back, there was that what is it called? All Kill, that liquid. Kill All liquid. And I remember I had tried at that point a couple of other products, and I took that one and I mixed it with the classic old OBS.
Yes.
And the rats just loved it.
They do.
And that sorted out my problem.
Everything's sorted.
Like a charm.
Yeah.
So where can listeners find out more about products? Yeah. And how to use them, of course.
Yes, you can access our website at www.protechsa.co.za. You can find out more about our products there and how to use them. And then also follow us on Facebook for more advice. And then our products are readily available at most retailers, hardware stores, nurseries, and co-ops. So, yeah, you should find what you're looking for between all those options.
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Danny.
And have a good and productive week after the not-so-productive week of last week.
Absolutely. Got to try and get into this again.
Absolutely.
Keep well, everyone.
Daar's beste en pla in my huis en tuin. Wat maak ek?
Spuit daai gogga, spuit hom nou. Gooi daai kunstmis sommer gauw. Spuit daai gogga, spuit hom nou. Rout ek is die een vir jou. Rout ek is die een vir jou.
Protek vir jou huis en tuin. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webwerf protek.co.za.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting, skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.